Good evening, everyone. Good evening. You've tuned in to Radiance by Design, and that's something you and I want to establish in ourselves and in the world and in this time of the great shift. My name is Veronica Entwistle, as most of you know if you've tuned in. I'm an intuitive and energy counselor, and like you, I'm working hard on growing past the limitations that we've all accepted as human beings so that we can become a loving, creative, the word I want to use is divining, meaning someone who is able to be in the moment and find how to contribute to, whether you're in a small group, a big group, a family, instead of us doing a dog-eat-dog, beat each other up, oh my gosh, I've got all the pennies now, and so you don't neener neener. Instead of that kind of thing, which has been a rather big model, I really think the shift is all about discovering more of our authenticity, who we are, and how we can really love. We're just having a really nice talk with Seth just before the show started, and he said there have been studies done that show, and I don't remember exactly what he said, so if I'm wrong, Seth, you can break in. But the studies have shown that the competitive model that we've used is much less efficient than a cooperative, collaborative, respectable, or respectful model. And I really think that might be the crux of what we're learning on the planet. But to get there, all of us have to, or at least a huge proportion of people, have to be kind of, how can I put it? It seems like what's happening is the frequencies are higher. We all know the universal downloads are higher. Things are going faster on the planet and in the atmosphere and way out there in the universes and so on. And they're also going through us as microcosms of our vibrational being selves are downloading those frequencies into our physical. So we're shifting as physical beings en masse, and I think that we're shifting into being more self-respecting, being more and more authentic, releasing more and more defenses, defiances, getting in touch with our base attitudes and so on. And I really think we are learning to be a collaborative species. Now, you can't really see that if you just read the news, but if you pay attention to people like Swami Beyondananda, he says, have you noticed that the news is anything but new? It's always about old things. So I know that there's a lot of change going on amongst many, many individuals. I use the people refer to Eckhart Tolle and his power of now. And when you think about the opportunity that we have to create our reality or to be open to infinite possibilities in a moment, the power of now is really good for that. And really can just, and is sending a huge shift around the planet. Then I'm working with the Dikshas, the Oneness Blessings. That's another one. And they're sending transmissions so that when people go to gatherings and you touch each other's head, if you've been initiated, then it actually changes our brain patterns so we can then elevate our consciousness and move ourselves beyond a kind of a victim or a pattern subconscious driving force. And it doesn't matter which of the teachers. It could be the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi's TM and a whole bunch of other ones. I don't want to start listing everybody's names off, but there's some major teachers all over the planet these days. And they're teaching us so much about what Radiance by Design is about, which is you radiate out all of this consciousness that you're able to embody, the authenticity that you're beginning to live and breathe. And a lot of us are working really hard to allow ourselves to bring that kind of thing up and radiate it. It's really, really an interesting time. What is it I want? Oh, yeah, I was thinking when you're calling in tonight, I really love it when you call in. We've had some great callers. Well, we always have, but we've had some great callers lately. And I was just thinking of throwing it at you. Tell us what you think about competition and collaboration, and how do you experience it in your world? Are you seeing the shift in action? The other thing I wanted to talk about tonight, besides anything you want to talk about when you call in, is dowsing. As you know, most of you, that dowsing is a system. And I guess it is a system, even though it has so many different approaches. It's a system where you use a tool or like a pendulum, or you use a witching rod, or you use an L-shaped rod, or any number of things. A friend of mine uses his cell phone with a big long antenna on it. I often use tea bags. And what you do is you just hold, you find out what your, you ask your higher guidance to come through, and you find out when you hold whatever this tool is to show you what yes is and show you what no is. Now, it might be a rod that's bobbing, and it might bob deeply down for yes and just a little bit for no. And if you have a pendulum, it might circle to the right for yes and the left for no, or go straight across back and forth for yes or no. And when it comes to I don't know, find out what your simple system is and then play with it. Because what I really love, I'm doing some interviews on paradigm shifters about dowsers or having these dowsers come on, mostly because there's a big dowsing conference going on in Santa Cruz around July 6th to the 10th. And I just love these people. There's such a broad spectrum of people who take energy and they use it, to use the frequencies to divine or figure certain things out. But they do it in so many different ways. And you and I probably do that too. Sometimes you ask your guide. Some of you use kinesiology. Some of you use your pendulum. And maybe some of you are witchers. That means those guys who use the Y-shaped rod and go out and find water and have done for hundreds of years, right? It doesn't matter. All of you are dowsing. And the interesting thing I found, we talked to Karen Ashley a couple of weeks ago, and she's the one who's coordinating the Dowsers Conference, and she's been dowsing for many, many years. She also does energy work and so on. But she was very clear about the fact that when you start dowsing and you work on it on a regular basis, guess what? It opens your fields and frequency inside your own energy body, in your own etheric body, to incorporate those frequencies. So the more you douse, this is just another example of energy work, isn't it? But the more you douse, the more your frequencies move and accommodate or integrate some of these higher frequency energies. And once again, we're advancing our own personal journey. And the thing I love about dowsing, I tease myself because I use a tea bag quite often. The thing I like about it is you can use pretty much anything that's around that hangs down, including your arm. Those of you who do kinesiology, you know you use your fingers and your thumb. I don't want to go into all that, but you can phone and tell me what you do. That'd be great. And I want us to start with our meditation that we always do. And it's not really dowsing in a way, but in another way it is. Because when you do these sacred geometrics, it's very interesting to me that the energies get very, very electric. And a lot of people, you go in there, you go in where we've done the sacred structures, and you do healing work. And you can usually feel it. Can you feel it when we're doing that? I sure can. And I go, well, that's kind of linked to dowsing too. Because as you do that kind of thing, your own body also expands and incorporates these higher frequency energies. And you become more in touch with using energy flow to create your reality. A lot of you already know that, but I thought I'd kind of tie it all together. So instead of just swinging my tea bag right now, you know, I don't always do that, but I do it for fun. And I just thought I'd throw it in. I'm going to start this conjoint meditation that we always start our shows with. Now remember, it brings us vibrationally, right? It connects us vibrationally and brings us into a higher frequency community where we can collaborate more easily, where we can validate, resonate with one another, where we can actually shift the reality of our planet and our collective all together. So let's do it, shall we? And then right afterwards, I'm hoping you're going to call in and tell me all kinds of things about your life. Some of you are in just tremendous change time. Some of you feel like you're in waiting. Waiting is a kind of an interesting thing right now. It's like we're hurrying. Everything's going so fast you can barely keep your hamster wheel spinning. And then all of a sudden you find there's delays and pauses and you're waiting and waiting. And I wonder if that's just kind of a realignment time for us all. Just see. We'll talk about what's going on in your life in about 10, 15 minutes, okay? Are y'all ready? Nice breath. Another one. All right. Let's call in the golden ball above your head, perhaps 2 miles, and below your spine, about 40 feet. And drop the filament, the golden filament of light, from the upper golden ball right down through your spine into the lower golden ball. Then drop a four-sided pyramid from the upper golden ball to about waist height, maybe 60 feet out, or 20, whatever you want. And then upside down, meeting it, the same kind of thing, a four-sided pyramid, but its lower point sticks into the lower golden ball. And when the two pyramids fit together, you create a diamond. Right? It's an octahedron, an eight-sided figure. And now inside of that, create a crystal ball and have the outside edges of your crystal ball nudge the inside edges of your diamond. Good. Just look at the colors on that. Woo. And inside of that, you're in a star tetrahedron. That's a three-dimensional Star of David, kind of. Sort of like your Merkaba, or your Merkaba, which is your light body. And you're in that. You've got this filament of light running through your spine, so you're kind of on a spit, aren't you? And now you're in the star tetrahedron, be spinning and spinning and spinning. I always feel such a wonderful spinny feeling as we spin. And as you're spinning, take a look in front of you. Remember, this is magic, so we can do all these things. And in front of you, you see a screen, a magic movie screen, and you're the projector. And on the first section of this screen, you want to create a movie of yourself becoming what you want to become. I always say the same thing. I want to be multidimensional. I want to be consciously multidimensional. We know we are multidimensional, but I want to be aware of it and where I'm going, where I came from. A lot of it's coming to me these days. And I want to come from the heart, which isn't always easy if you get scared and defensive, is it? So I want to be that and be authentic, be really myself. What is it you want to become? That's right. Now see yourself observing yourself. And when you become what it is you're dreaming about, wrap that in light and move it over to the left. And now the second movie is what you want to create. Yeah. Now, I used to say I wanted to create a television series, but I think I've changed it into kind of a multimedia series. I don't even know what that means yet. It's just kind of evolving through me. So what do you want to create? Could be home and family, could be relationship, could be anything that you are dreaming about. It can be little wee or it can be humongous. You know, be books, movies, whatever it is you want to create. Trip around the world. Great clothes. There you are. I know somebody's wanting to create the ideal job where she gets to write, perform, even dance, I think, and be fairly secure, but be unraveling her creativity. I can see you out there doing that. Good. And somebody else wants a corporate shift. He wants to create some action in the corporation in which he works where it moves laterally and so people are kind of bursting with their own authentic nature and the company seems to spread out laterally in order to accommodate a shifting paradigm. So what is it you want to create? Just see all the pieces, all the resources coming to you. Good. All the pieces, the people, the money, the time, the location. Perfect. And then the whole thing works, doesn't it? And wrap that in light. When you've achieved it, wrap it in light. Oh, no, wait a second. When you've achieved it, then you want to see all the resources coming to sustain it, to keep it going, to have it just function as well as it can for as long as you really think it should. Right, there you have it. Okay, now wrap it in light, move it over to the side, and let's bring in our team around a healing table into our galactic healing center. And I call it galactic healing center because We're calling in beings that are of many different dimensions to stand around our healing table. The first person that comes in to lie on the table is you, or in my case, me. In Bob's case, Bob. Come in and lie on the table. Now, do you know what you want to have dealt with? Okay, so you can ask the team. Say, take a look and see who they are, first of all, and now ask them either for some specific help or healing, or ask them what it is you need healing for. That's right. You could say, oh, it's just because Veronica told me to. Ho, ho, ho. All right. Yeah. And sometimes they tell you things that you're surprised about. And then they carry on. Can you feel the energy? It's really powerful. And then when you feel like that's really going well, wrap it in light and move it over to the right. Now let's have another healing table come in, and we're going to bring in someone that you want to help. Now the person that's coming in is a person I really don't know very well, but I know that he's dying. He's in hospice. He has a very short period of time to live. And now I'm being an intuitive, which is my favorite thing to be in many ways. And I'm watching that he's not only struggling, but he's kind of bitter. And we're just wrapping him in light, and the healing team is working to give him kind of a joyful pleasure in his body, some sort of joyful feeling about the progress of his life. And they're working with him. Yeah, they're doing a lot of energy on him. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Good. And now we feel like, you see, basically, healing can mean dying. You know that. I mean, when we die, we don't want to take a lot of our claptrap with us, do we? We want to feel the love and be moving through by grace, right? Because I feel like we just helped him somewhat beyond me to truly understand, but that's what I experienced. So wrap that in light and move it over to the right. We bring in another healing table. Who are you going to bring in this time? Oh, my. This one is a young man. He's very young, actually. And he just came back from, I guess it was Iraq. Stepped on a landmine. He's a young, handsome man, and he's got both of his legs missing entirely. And he's in pretty dire straits right now, but they say he's going to be all right. So let's just bring him in and have him on the table and ask the healing team to work with him. And what they're working with first and foremost is his brain for the PTSD and the shock. And they're running energy into his brain. That's what Dikshas do, doesn't it? They run energy into your brain in such a way as to shift your program. So he's got a ton of shock in there. And that's it. So they're doing a lot of work with him. Who are you working on? Mm-hmm. And I think they're working on his morale and his ability to hold the prosthesis all right. Okay, let's wrap that in light and move it over to the right. And, you know, we were talking, let's do the political one now. We were talking about how we're in the shift and what are we hoping for? What are we expecting? And we're thinking about people becoming more and more authentic and being able to empower themselves and to feel the love and to pass it on and not be afraid just to love because that'll make you vulnerable. There's a whole thing going on simultaneously with the the stuff of the elections and knowing that the machine behind the scenes is rather heartless and cold, and the spin is tremendous and so on. So instead of getting into partisan things, let's just see a tremendous amount and feel, ask our healing team and realms from different dimensions that match with each one of the beings that's in our healing team. Let's call them in and ask that they help with infusions of conscious energy for the sake of all. Yes. And just see those and feel those infusions coming in and really going through all kinds of people in power all over the globe, not just one country or another. That's it. I see people being struck by the light. I love that idea. Yeah, to be absolutely struck. There's so many people on the planet right now that have been born into this time in order to make this difference. So let's just see them being infused with more and more light, and some of the more resistant ones, see them being struck by light. And then let's just imagine a huge wave of awakening going on all through our species, cellular, right? Codons. I haven't really figured out what those are yet because I have to do a little research, but I know that that's a big deal too. So we're going to see and feel this infusion of conscious, high-frequency energy just surging through humanity, including a lot of the people who are in high positions, that they begin to have the heart and the compassion for all of life. And wrap it round and round and round. And now I want you to bring in back up for a minute, okay, and bring in some amazing, very radiant pinky orange light with some purple in it. Bring it down to the top of your head, down through your heart and out your arms, and have it just radiating out your hands, and have it move around the planet and pat various places. Pat, 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 where there's terrible health difficulty, poverty, war, eco imbalance, doesn't matter what the problem is, wherever there's a problem, Japan, there you are. And just see yourself patting this amazing light of both transformation and harmony. And once again, we're asking our team to have radiating higher and higher levels of consciousness behind them. So they're bringing in the troops. And then I like to see that pink light is all around our globe. So much so that the beings from different galactic centers who are hovering around, there's supposed to be many watching us to see that we can bring our free will and our self-creation to the fore en masse. Yes. And so we can see that they can see this huge pink realm all around our planet. And now come right back into your hands, into your arms, into your heart. Back up through the top of your head and out into the great central sun. And I like to bring it back from the sun. I learned this from Drunvalo in a different style, but drop it back down through your head, way down your spine and into the core of the earth, and bounce back up and fill you. So there you are, a radiant being. Now close off your galactic healing center. I want you to pop into your star tetrahedron and spin and spin and spin and spin and spin and spin a little more, and then jump into this room with me. So how are you doing tonight? What's going on in your world? Would you like to call in and ask me some questions or tell us some stories or just share your own shifting times or share what's going on in your world? The number is 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. It's interesting to me because a lot of people want predictions, okay? And I have said, probably in all the 30 years of doing this work, predictions are meant to be played with. You can't really count on them. And one of the things that's really, really imperative for us to all get is that the time factor is very screwy right now. Have you noticed that? Things are moving way faster than usual, and as I say, some things are really delayed. It's like we've got both sides of that coin. It's a really paradoxical time. So if you're going to ask some questions like, when am I going to get my job? When am I going to meet my prince or princess charming? When? I'm not sure that I'm the person to answer that. Some of my clients say, well, you're bang on time in my world. I go, really? So with some people, it's bang on. With other people, it's completely out to lunch time-wise. And I think a lot of that, and we talk about how we're trying to, you're on the air. I'll just finish this thought, and then it's your turn. We're trying to access a deeper congruity with our real self, to authenticate ourselves, to become authentic. And for some of us, it's that's the process. And I think some of the delays are because we have to take longer. It's a process of digging ourselves out of the reactions of our civilization and coming up with a higher form of ourselves. And sometimes that takes way longer than just being able to go out and boing, create your reality. You're on the air, and I'm glad. How are you?
Hello. Hi, I'm fine. I just had a couple of questions. Because
good.
I've really just started studying this.
Okay.
Not too long ago, maybe like a year and a half. Mm-hmm. And I noticed that I've been getting back pains, and I can't even eat as much as I used to eat. And I'm starting to lose a little weight, and I'm starting to get a little concerned. Like, food doesn't taste the same as it used to taste. My tongue seems to be kind of sore, and it just the food doesn't really taste right. So what I've been trying to do to accentuate my diet is eat like grapes and blueberries and raspberries and stuff like that to try to calm some of the symptoms. But I'm getting kind of concerned because I'm still losing weight because I can't really eat meat. I used to eat red meat.
Have you gone to the doctor?
Oh, yes. I went to the doctor. They said that they don't see anything wrong with me. And I'm kind of nervous. My lower back is hurting. Like, sometimes I feel lightheaded. It's just a lot of things that I'm starting to get concerned about.
Well, it's really interesting because, first of all, I think you should get your thyroid checked. Second of all, did you get your thyroid checked already?
Yes, I had my thyroid checked 6 months ago when I went for my checkup.
Okay.
Everything seems to be in order.
Okay, well, what I'm seeing is that your metabolic system is changing like mad, okay? And I see that you've been through a terrific, some sort of a shock over the last couple of years because you look like you've been kind of drained.
Yes.
Are you eating enough protein? I don't know if you're eating enough protein either. And I'm going, your work, we talked about being becoming authentic. You're coming into a time where you're going to rediscover aspects about yourself. And it's like your body is just, I just say it's re-metabolizing itself. How old are you?
I'm 36.
Okay. Were you ever heavy?
No, I've always been, I'm 6'1". My weight usually ranges from between 180 and 190. I'm like 175 right now.
Okay, because I'm just seeing that you are changing, honey. You're changing inside. It's like a, I just want to call it a human transformation. I want to make sure you eat enough and that you're taking enough minerals. And I just find your whole metabolic system has gotten really, it's got to turn around. I don't know how to explain it. Sometimes people, you're not losing your hair, are you?
Oh, I didn't hear you?
You're not losing your hair?
What did you say? Oh, no, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I'm a college student. I'm on a dean's list. Everything is fine. I'm performing well. It's just sometimes I wake up in the morning and I get up earlier than I usually sometimes. And, like, I notice that if I get up, like, right when the sun is rising, I don't have these problems during the day. But I have a young daughter, so my sleeping schedule fluctuates. So when I wake up, like, 8 or 9 after the sun is up, my day is just, it's just like horrible. I get up and I won't eat. I won't have an appetite. And then when I try to eat, the food tastes funny. My tongue hurts. And I was telling my wife, I was like, I don't really know what's going on because I've really been starting to study a lot. I've talked to Sean Swanson, who channels for one of the brothers from the IL. And it's like, I don't know what's going on with me. And I just want to make sure that this is a part of the natural cycle of what's supposed to go on in terms of ascension.
I think it is, darling. And I think one of the problems about this whole process is that people, like your small, the small of your back is vulnerable, and that is our spot of vulnerability and transformation. You're fragile where you've been strong, because how you were strong before isn't going to count in the future. Your strength is going to come through your sensitivity, through your creativity, through your opening heart, and that's shifting the way,
yeah.
You know how we've...
I'm telling you, sometimes I cry for nothing.
That's okay.
I was watching a news story one day, mm-hmm. and it was a story about a little girl and her father, and something happened, and I just started crying. And like, I was sad for maybe about 2 hours, and my wife asked me, yo, what's wrong with you? I was like, I really don't know. I just feel sad inside. I just want to help people. It feels like I'm trapped because I can't help people as much as I would like. It's just real weird. And I just want to make sure that everything is good. I'm still performing in school the same exact way that I do, certain, because I'm in the human services still. I'm trying to become a social worker. I'm actually going on my third semester. So it's just, you know, I just want to make sure that everything is aligned with the stars in the way that it's supposed to be, and that I'm not turning in a direction that has nothing to do with what's going on.
No, you have to become a healer. And your social service studies are going to be a perfect foundation for it. But I think you're being pulled apart. Your subconscious and karma tell you how your body is created. And your whole body is going to change around. You're a little thinner now, but you won't be in a while. But you'll look a little different, and you'll notice it, and your wife will notice it. There's a strength in your sensitivity. Before, you used to confine things in your body, and now you're going to be more sensitive, and you're going to be strong in your sensitivity. You're going to be very empathic and intuitive with people. You're going to learn something about nutrition, which helps you get feeling better, but also helps you help people, and is only just going to keep going from there. You're somebody who's going to change and change and change and change and change, and I think your wife and you can stay together in the middle of it, which is kind of neat, you know?
Yeah, she understands, too, because I explained to her a little a bit of what I know from the DNA transformation, and she was kind of a little confused, but I kind of, like, gave her a brief history from all the way from the Anunnaki. We went through who the Esasani was, the Yael, and I just started building with her in terms of trying to make her aware, like, we've been lied to for so long, and the reality that we live in is a reality that's trapped into a physical world. Where I get this information from, I don't know. It just flows sometimes, and it flows in a way, because I'm not the type of person who's usually into public speaking. I used to be Thomas Shaddai, and if things bothered me, I used to hold them in. But now, when I hold them in and don't release it, I get sick. Sometimes I cough. I throw up. It's just...
Welcome to the world of transformation. It will get easier in the physical sense. You're not quite there yet. It will get easier. And she will be kind of excited about it in time. You know? You're going to give great service. You're going to be doing healing, channeling, helping people. But get your foundation in social service, because when you combine those two things, oof, no stopping you.
Okay, all right.
I liked your call. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and I will stay tuned to your radio. I'm also involved in the Light Workers organization, because there's not a lot of people who actually believe or understand, because I'm calling from New York. I'm originally from Brooklyn, New York.
Oh.
And things move so fast here that a lot of people never take time to think about actually what it would be like for each person to help each other according to humanity. And I was explaining to one of my friends, just imagine how it would be if I helped you and you helped the next person and the next person helped the next person. We wouldn't need any of these programs that they have allocated to the side that drains our money and takes our money and leaves us in situations of poverty, trying to get back on. And I was just explaining this to them, and they was looking at me like I was crazy. And they were like, well, you know, it makes a lot of sense. It was just strange. But, I mean, I kind of like the person that I'm becoming into. I'm more wiser. My ideas are more broad, and I'm starting to think outside the box in a lot of different ways to where I never used to do that.
But you are going to be, and I have to say goodbye because there might be other people, but you're going to make a big difference. So I don't know your name, but I want to say keep going. You're doing a great
Red Cloud,
job.
Red Cloud.
What is it?
Call me Red Cloud.
Red Cloud. Great. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to help a lot of people, Red Cloud.
Thank you. I appreciate your time.
Thank you for your call.
All right.
Now, that's a really interesting one because we're talking about the physical changes that people go through with ascension. And I think dizziness is one of the big ones with people, and a lot of gastrointestinal things and physical pain. Oh, my goodness. I used to lie in bed and cry when I was awakening to being an intuitive. And I think that things have moved so much faster than they used to that people don't seem to take quite as long for their bodies to accommodate these changes. But as Red Cloud said, you know, it's people still around him don't really think it's possible to be collaborative. But as you get really powerful and as you go through these things, people around you, it's infectious, it's contagious. People want to grow at some deep level. They might be cynical on the external. And if you've got any other symptoms of ascension or growth that you're going through, please call in, or any other questions at all. Let me take a look at someone. There's a woman who's thinking about calling, and I'm saying, come on, pick up the phone. And what she's doing is she's growing, and she's in some kind of corporate position and is scared because, let me see what her problem is. She's well-dressed. She shows herself in a kind of professional light, but she's opening in spite of herself, and she's opening to comprehend deeper motivations and hidden agendas in people. And she just doesn't know where to go. And it's like her heart, her chest is kind of ripping because she's beginning to open to a much greater, kind of a broader feeling of love for humanity. But the role that she's been in this corporation that I'm seeing, and I think it's also at the East. It looks like it's over by New York, not New York itself, but right near it. Anyway, she's been in a very acceptable and a professionally dynamic role, and she's changing like mad in that context. And she feels horrible. She gets getting dizzy, and she weeps, like Red Cloud said, but she's weeping a lot. And it seems unnecessary. And what we're saying is it's not really unnecessary. It's that she's clearing and she's doing it spontaneously. She's not doing it because she set out to ascend. She's just awakening. It's called awakening. I don't know what the trigger is for her, but even her, if you can hear me, honey, because I think you're thinking of calling in. But anyway, her knees are sore, her legs are sore. Her weight is fluctuating. She's retaining water right now and is quite dizzy. But it's really interesting because if she can keep going step by step, and you have to basically shut up. You can't actually go off and tell everybody in the corporation exactly what's going on with you. It's the old thing that you could be shut down instead of making a difference if you tell it at the wrong time. And most of us know when that is, right? So I just look and I'm saying to her, honey, you got to wait just a while, and you'll notice that your gastrointestinal area just begins to work a whole lot better in a while, and then it's almost time to talk about it. Because one of the things that's true about her, and it's true about a lot of you too, if you go to the mirror, go to the bathroom mirror, a mirror where there's good light, and take a look at your own eyes, you can see when there's kind of a direct light that starts coming up. And when that starts to be very steady, and you can talk about what's going on with you, and people will pick up strength, not be scared, and so on. So I like this woman. I like her a lot. I think it's kind of brave of her to be working in a corporation and not actually revealing that she's kind of coming apart inside, because that's exactly what's happening. But what also is happening, whether you're talking about the financial structure or the political structure or whatever, things are coming apart. But guess what? They're coming together at another level as well. There's new, I can see it, new collaborative companies. There's new ways for, even in, I'm not sure if this is true for many right now, but I see a few corporate structures that there's a new kind of a rising tide of collaborative information going on right in the foundational levels of these, of several corporations. I think we're going to begin to see that model rise more and more. And I don't know why, but I think it's because consciousness is floating along and just banging into everybody. Also, you know, look at the internet. There's this whole thing about people sort of telling their truth and doing TV their way and doing radio their way, like we're doing right now. There's a whole kind of different attitude, a kind of a collaborative attitude that is rising through the internet as well. Not saying it's the only way, but it's very interesting. So I want to have everybody send some light to people like this wonderful woman who is awakening in spite of the fact that she's in a structure. She has to be very stealthy about it, doesn't she? Very exciting times, isn't it? This is 2012. How long is it going to take to make this shift? I think it depends who you listen to. Some people say it's going to take 10, 15, 20 years. I'm a little bit cheeky, and I think if the if every 26,000 years the collective changes, which is what we've heard about, you know, how long does that overlap take, that change from one 26,000-year period into the next one? It probably doesn't just take a half a year or a year. I know that Galexis, who's a group of channeled beings who come through Ginger Mitreau, says that the biggest change has started, I think she says, 2008, and will continue to go up until about 2015. Some people say it's going to happen on December the 21st, 2012, but I just am amused by that. I suspect that maybe it started happening around three or four or 5,000 years ago in a way that could be noticed. And how would it be noticed? It would be noticed in the context of human consciousness. You know, I mean, that's when, I think it was 2,500 years ago when the Bhagavad Gita was written, and they were talking a lot about oneness. Nowadays, oneness is coming up and being quite a discussion, but it wasn't for a lot of years, but it was sure mentioned, wasn't it? How many of you have heard of it? So here we are in a time of shift. I'm talking tonight. My name is Veronica Entwistle, and we're talking about things like dowsing. We're talking about huge change. We're talking about physical pain coming from the rising consciousness coming up through you, and some of you are getting this spontaneously. I think all of us are getting it spontaneously, but some people are getting it more rapidly. We're also talking about the fact that time is kind of a strange thing these days. Sometimes things happen really fast, and sometimes if we are truly learning to create our reality, for some people, the authentication, or perhaps in Red Cloud's circumstance and other people like him, as we learn to let our body minds change so that they can ascend, we go through all kinds of physical discomfort, fluid discomfort, rebalancing, agitation, strange energy, and so on. And that makes it sometimes slower for predictions to pan out, if you know what I mean. Anyway, call in and tell me what's going on in your world. I'm taking a look here at somebody who's in, let's move away from the East Coast if we can. I'm not usually given that opportunity. It just comes up the way it does. All right, there's a man here who, I'm trying to see what his. He gets terrible headaches. And he's a writer. Okay, we're going to do some healing work here. This fellow gets terrible. I see you look handsome. You've made yourself a good bundle of money. You're recognized and so on, but you're getting very splitting headaches. This guy, I want you to feel in your... Okay, the reason he's getting headaches is because he's changing way down deep inside, I would say in the first and second chakra, at the base of his spine and in the belly area. He's changing who he is and what his contracts have been in this life. What is it that he came to do and came to experience in this life? His contracts with his higher self, with his family, all of that. This is really interesting to me because what I'm seeing is that his contracts are changing. What kind of decisions that he made before he came to this planet this time, they're all changing radically. And he's being given... I'm sorry, but this looks like a real magical guy. He's being given a whole bunch of opportunity to become a very different kind of man. And when I say different, he's going to be someone who's changing from a kind of a self-consumed, not self-consumed, but, you know, the kind of creative guy that works pretty much by himself and he's alone a lot, but he makes a lot of money because he works, I guess, through the internet and he's representing some big company and so on, but he's often alone. He is changing so radically. He's unhooking all of that. He's shifting his contracts, and he's becoming a part of a brand new corporate structure that has a lot to do with, has a lot to do with what we call the collaborative systems and changing energy values. You know, he's not working in his old paradigm any longer. He's working in a brand new, creating a paradigm where it's a win-win for all the people in the office. And here's a fellow who often worked by himself with access to people through machines and so on, but he is now going and really coaching and working with and inspiring. He's not quite there yet. That's going to be coming up for him. He's going to be inspiring a lot of people to work differently, to collaborate, and to create some very high-energy vehicle kind of thing. It's funny, he's working, I want to say it's alternative energy, but it's not totally alternative energy. But he's doing some kind of collaborative thing to get all these different people to bring their wisdom into this. So it's an entirely different job for him. But what I wanted to say is back to the ascension conversation is this guy who was really quite comfortable in his world in a lot of ways has developed these terrible headaches. And the headaches are representative of his body screaming at him. He has to make some changes. And the screaming is coming from his belly area, which houses the subconscious karma and all that kind of stuff. And we said he's changing all of his contracts at this point, that he has contracts with people to make them safe, to help them achieve certain things. He's undoing all of that at a higher level, at a much higher level. And his little body, or his big body, or whatever it is fighting back to maintain the status quo that's made it comfortable. And in a short while, he'll break free of his headaches. And I would say what we need to do for that is to work with his belly. So what we're going to do is take a minute, and we're going to wrap him in light. Yeah. Good. Let's put him in the structure. Remember, there's a pyramid pointing up and a pyramid pointing down. We're putting him in that structure and asking the healing team to work with him. And we're just going to leave it like that for now. But I want to say that his headaches are really representative of him having to make some huge decisions. And his decisions are going to be enough to just absolutely break apart the paradigm in which he's been working. Ooh, might give him a little bellyache too, huh? But he's going to be very successful and we'll probably all know. I don't know who he is. He's somebody who's a stranger to me, except that he's going to have a lot of fame when he's done with this process. So if he were to write his story or to make a movie of it, it would be very, very inspiring for all of us. So this is Veronica Entwistle, which I've said twice before. I'm talking about myself a lot tonight. And I'm talking to you about the Dowsers. The West Coast Dowsers Conference is coming up in Santa Cruz. And so we've been interviewing, for Paradigm Shifters, I've been interviewing different Dowsers. The last one was all about hiring the heavens with Gene Slater. It was really fun. And you and I probably work with our guides and angels a lot already. She calls it hiring the heavens. Swami Beyondananda calls it, instead of your higher self, your hired self. So I love combining those two. And she's going to be giving a talk, and she also says that to manifest, to create and manifest the world you want, you've got to want. And we were all taught wanting isn't polite or is not the thing we need to do. It's simply the law of attraction. But she says we need that other level. So that's something for you to play with as well. Anyway, there's a fellow named Harold McCoy who passed, and he was a tremendous healer using dowsing. And his wife is also a tremendous, his widow is a tremendous healer. And I believe she's going to be, she isn't confirmed yet, but I believe she's going to be our guest on Paradigm Shifters on Tuesday night at 8 o'clock on BBS Radio. I think that she is a pretty amazing woman. There's some other ones there that are also really interesting and really exciting. So we'll be talking about dowsing. How many of you know how to do dowsing? Yeah, I see a bunch of you. Some of you carry a pendulum everywhere you go, don't you? And the other interesting thing about dowsing that I find is that if you have, Gene Slater was saying we need to want things, but if you're doing dowsing or if you're doing a pendulum, and you want to find out, for example, if you're going to be rich or something, let's pick the basic ones. Am I going to find my prince or princess charming in a minute, you know? Your answer that you would choose, your desire would say, I want the answer to be yes, and I want it to be fast. And if you get that kind of answer when you're pendling, if you always get these really highfalutin answers, you know that you're influencing your pendulum with your desire, with your mind. And so I often think that using, as I said, I use the tea bag, I often find it's a tool to test out whether I'm in the state of surrender or whether I'm trying to drive my fate with my own will and my own answers. And I think we do much better when we can surrender ourselves. So at the top of the hour, we're going to be talking with, or we're going to see Jackie Silvitti and her wonderful healing team. She channels for about half the show now, and she's talking about walking between worlds. I love that. It's going to be really interesting, so I hope some of you can stay right through the next show. And let's see, is there something else I should have been announcing? I can't remember. There's something I'm supposed to say, which I can't remember. Anyway, so if you have feedback on this show or if you have selections that are guests that you would like to introduce for Paradigm Shifters, please email me, veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. That's veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. And I would say to you, stay tuned for the top of the hour, and I hope to hear from you soon. And thank you so much for your call. I only got one call tonight. But if any of you want to write in questions to me, veronica@veronicaentwistle.com, for Jackie's team, I would be most happy to read those on the air tonight. So I want to say thank you so much. Let's all take in a deep breath and send out blessings to one another in our Radiance by Design community. And know we're all working together so that we can ascend, so we can collaborate even in our ascension process. And this shift can incorporate a huge number of beings on this planet and create heaven on earth. Good night.